Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Wells. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Robertson moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1. And the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-1 in the game. DeRocher bunts towards third. Hunfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and moves to second. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Koenig moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0-for-2 in the game. DeRocher takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bird. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and moves to third. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field. Bird picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bird. Shires moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Shires scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. 1 out. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Kerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Len Larry now playing second base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel pinch hits for Ed Wells. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Bird moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 4 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bird moves to third. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.